First and foremost, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And both my brothers were in the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force. So without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here, in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. I honor those that magnify the enumerated laws found within our U.S. Constitution, not those who blindly follow behind corrupt politicians and fight for their unlawful ends. Ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. For example, we have the Dominican Republic Civil War, the Insurgency of Bolivia War, the Cambodian War, the War in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the Tanker War, the invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War. I wonder if those that were doing their fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the United States Constitution, which reveals what and who they are fighting for. For the most part, the wars above are unconstitutional and therefore illegal. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. Your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mothers or sisters or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups such as the bankers, the military-industrial complex, so on and so forth. In short, those that are responsible for creating the wars. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Oh yeah, remember, in every war, truth is always the first casualty. I am sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight their unconstitutional wars. Who do you think is funding these wars? Well, let me tell you. The American taxpayers are, and then end up profiting from the contrived wars that they themselves created. The very politicians, of course with the help of the CIA-controlled media, are lying to you on a daily basis. They are the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators, that they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with or else. And all the while, these same politicians that are pushing for war are hoping that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. And of course, who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's just a just war. Maybe the American government, we the people, should judge within before judging without. We should first stop in Washington, D.C. This government sends innocent boys over to fight their unconstitutional wars in a third world country, while they themselves are given a pass as they commit the same crimes against Americans here in the homeland. They're nothing short of hypocrites. A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I just want to give a shout-out to a brand-new radio affiliate in Coquille, Oregon. Coquille, Oregon. I hope I'm saying that right. Thank you for your trust. It's 101.FM. And they just picked us up again. We appreciate your trust. We'll do everything in our power to make sure we do not let you down. One thing is for sure at this show, we always back up what it is that we say others are saying by playing and showing you what others do and others do say in fact. So it's always coming out of their mouths, not ours. Now, I know that there's a lot of people that don't understand. They probably think within themselves that, Bradley, you're whining about being censored. I mean, Bradley, you had almost a million friends on Facebook 5 years ago, and they just instantaneously pulled the rug on you. You know, Bradley, we know that you had 750,000 unique visitors the first month on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then the next month we had 850,000 unique visitors, and then the third month it was tipping into a million views, and then all of a sudden Google pulled the rug from you. Bradley, we know that YouTube pulled you. We understand all of that. And, you know, you just sound like you're a whiner. No, you just really have to understand that this is the first thing dictators do. They suppress free speech. Ben Franklin said it's our bulwark to freedom. George Washington says when they take that away from you, you will be led as sheep to the slaughter. And it's exactly what's happening. Just last week, I told you folks, towards the midweek, I had told you that Rumble's doing the same thing that YouTube was doing and the same thing that Facebook is doing. And somehow or another, and I want you to listen to this, okay? We have over 250,000 unique visitors to our site every single week. Every single week. And yet somehow or another, we only got 22,000 subscribers. And it's also interesting to take note, friends, that with all of the subscribers that are increasing slowly because we know they're throttling the back end of our site, we notice even with the increase of those that are subscribing to our page, the numbers were cut in half midweek last week. What? Why do you suppose that is? But yet on Genesis Communication Networks, we were out of 65 different show hosts. We had 68% of all the traffic that went to Genesis Communication went to our show every time it played. That over Alex Jones. Okay. You know what's interesting is everybody thinks Alex Jones is under attack right now. He's not under attack. He's being promoted. I mean, this guy's out there with Tucker Carlson doing a little bit of a tour, hanging out with his CIA connection, Tucker Carlson. And that's exactly what he is. And so is Alex Jones. And people still haven't figured this out. He was never under attack. He was being promoted. That's what you do, friends. That's what you do. You always play the victim while you continuously perpetuate the narrative in that case. And I'm talking about Alex Jones. Folks, the guy's worth $130 million. You don't make that kind of money telling people what they don't want to hear. Believe me, I'm a preacher of the gospel. I am telling you, folks, you do not make that kind of money unless you're taking dirty money and you're being dictated with that dirty money as to what you say and what you don't say. Now, I want to show you this because I want you to see this firsthand. By the way, I'm getting people on live chat, and I'm saying this to my radio friends right now. Thank you to the affiliates out there that have the courage to pick us up in the face of the lies that are being perpetuated concerning who the conservative heads are of the day. They're controlled operatives, and the affiliates know it, and that's why we appreciate them. They understand what's going on. But what I want you to get here, friends, is people on live chat right now are telling me they can't get on, or they're not getting the alerts, or they're playing so many commercials it won't play the show. We've heard that other people are being played in the place of our radio show. Why is that? Why is that? What does Revelation 12:17 say? Revelation 12:17 says that the enemy only persecutes those that are keepers of the commandments, doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Why? Because we can't be bought and paid for. This ministry isn't for sale, neither from government nor from the church, period. You're not the one that bestowed the anointing upon us. You're not the one that died and sacrificed us to redeem us back unto you. You're not the ones that gave us the Holy Ghost. You're not the one that shed the love of God in our hearts to love others as we love ourselves. No, none of that's going on concerning the best that you have in this country today. No, what are they leading you to? What are they leading you to? All the conservative outlets. What are they leading you to, friends? The current administration. The current administration. Do as we say, and we'll leave you alone. You'll make a lot of money. We won't tamper with your websites. We won't tamper with any of your flow. We won't throttle your websites. We won't deplatform you. Nope, 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 nope. We'll just leave you alone. Just go ahead and roll out your sponsors during your show, and all that money goes to you. That's your payday. But you have to follow the narrative that we tell you to follow. Okay? And that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. Just on Saturday's show, I had a friend, and I call him a friend for doing his due diligence. I've never met him personally. I've never talked to him on the phone. But what he did is he had interest to back up what I was saying concerning the censorship that's been going on in this ministry for about 7 years now in a big, big way. And what he did is he went to Saturday's radio show and he filmed it for me. And I want all of those on live chat right now. I want all of those on the Rumble channel and other media platforms. I want you to pay attention to this. It's really short. But what he did is he filmed exactly what it was like trying to get onto our shows. Notice the shows that were live in comparison and in parallel with us that were completely unhindered. But notice what happened to our site. Notice what happened and notice what was going on with our site. Check this out.
My TV app hitting Sons of Liberty.
Okay, he's going to Sons of Liberty. Okay, he's showing the page.
Down in the right-hand corner.
Yep, that's our live page, Rumble feed, our live feed, and it says an error on the right corner.
Let's go back.
Okay, so now he's going out of it. And then he's jumping over to other radio shows that are on Rumble or platforms that are on Rumble simultaneously. Okay? Pay attention.
Anybody live?
Okay, so he's going to other live channels. Okay, they're all rolling perfectly. 13,000, 3,000, 2,900 on InfoWar, not being impeded, not being censored, not being suppressed, not being throttled in any sense of the word. Okay? I'm going to keep it playing, folks. Okay, so he goes over to InfoWars. Everything was fine. And then they came back over to my channel again for the second time. And there was an error on the bottom of the page. This is what we're dealing with. And I want to say this, it's all aimed at you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Yeah. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page, folks. Share the information. I would step out and say, folks, that we are the most highly censored show out there right now. And I want to tell you why. Because we're right. It's not because we're wrong. They're not censoring us because we're wrong, friends. They're censoring us because we're right. Because we're the guys that won't go along and play along with their little corruptive narrative that's destroying this country. See, those other conservatives, they sold out for the money. That's why they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I can tell you right now, I'm not even close. And I laugh because, folks, it's like, what is it that you don't understand? And furthermore, how many times do the people in this country need to be lied by the same people that have brought them into the position that they're in right now before they figure that out? I mean, okay, that's why they're dividing people constantly. That's why they're always parroting the narrative, friends, because they're told what to say. And when it comes to Alex Jones, by the way, go ahead. Talk to David Knight about it. He'll tell you. He'll tell you exactly what it is. And I'm not threatened by Alex Jones. I mean, a good portion of the people right now, friends, are awakening to the fact that he's a total shill. And people have been warned about him for a long time. If you're looking up at the screen right now, and if you're not, I'm going to go ahead and paint this picture for you. It is what I said right before the end of the last break. And what it is a a gauge that was on Genesis Communication just this last spring, and it shows you that probably 72% of all listenership, we were rated the number one show for years on GCN. And what's interesting is you look at the gauge, 70-some percent shows you the listenership in comparison to the other shows that were there. Jason Lewis, huge in Minneapolis. We were killing Lewis. Alex Jones was less than Jason Lewis. Smoking Alex Newman. I'm sorry, Alex Jones, forgive me. But again, friends, don't you see how this all works? If they're threatened by you, they're going to attack you. And what they're doing is illegal every step of the way. I see you up there, and I'll get you in just a moment. I want people to see the truth of the matter as to what's going on here, because we're going to lead in this in just a moment. You guys all heard Facebook. You all heard this little shill, the head of Facebook. It was interesting how he was on, again, the gatekeeper Joe Rogan show, who was given $100 million by Rumble. And he's promoted by Rumble because he's confused and he wants his listeners confused. But I think it's for people, and it's important for people to understand that this guy right here on the right, the head of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, he is a CIA plant. He came out just, 6 months ago, and he told the world the government was forcing him to censor free speech when it came to the genocide that was committed on the people worldwide. And you all know it was a genocide. And what do the people do? Nothing. They just go ahead, sit back, and wait for the bad guys to go ahead and set the narrative again so they can attack them on another day. And it's exactly what the people are doing. They're waiting for them to go ahead and set another narrative. And guess what? They are. Now, what I want you to see here is, here's a post by Adam. This is brand new information, just so you understand how this is all working right now. Former senior Israeli government official and Netanyahu, his real last name is Milakowski, not Netanyahu. One of his advisors, Jordana Cutler, is now the chief of Facebook's U.S. censorship unit on Israel and Palestine. Hey, folks, you don't have to control a narrative if you're telling the truth, even if it's against you. Because the truth, like Augustine said, is that lying. You just go ahead and let him loose, he'll take care of himself. But why did they just give a former senior Israeli government official and an advisor of Milakowski, you know him as Netanyahu, that's being held for genocidal crimes right now, who's being completely protested by his people in his government right now? I'll show you that in a moment. Why is it that they got to appoint these people to go ahead and censor the talk around Israel and Palestine if what they were saying was true? I want to tell you, because they're lying to you. Once again, the American people are just gluttons for punishment. It's because they're lying to you. And just like I told you, a week before the mainstream media even began to talk about it, because the Lord had showed me that their narrative is lost. It's cracked. Okay? And this is what comes out yesterday. Israel on the brink of collapse. What the media won't tell you. Why? Folks, don't you understand the media is there to prop up the establishment? Has anybody ever taken the time that the media is there for the whole purpose of covering for the crimes of those that employ them? And if it wasn't true, why is it that they have to read off a teleprompter? And why is it that said journalists, we call them useful idiots because that's what they are, but why are they saying the same thing across the country every single day of the week, verbatim? Verbatim, friends. Because it's a fixed narrative. That's why. It's a set narrative. And when you don't go along with that narrative, friends, then they have to get people pushing buttons behind the scene to make sure people that don't fall in line, like a Bradley Dean, that are going to go along with their compromise and hope that I just believe that they know better than the rest of us. Absolutely not in any sense of the word. They're demoralized reprobates. They're of the basest sort. And that's exactly why they've been put in those positions, friends. 1 Kings 13:33. I'm going to get over to Sal really quick. He's been holding on for a minute. Sal, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Rumble is controlled opposition to any truth, and that's why Trump has got a bunch of Rumble thugs. These people aren't journalists. They're just pushing the can along, parroting anything that he says they're connected to this Neuralink program. Do you want a chip in your head? The mark of the beast? We all say no.
Yep. I totally agree 100%. And that's when that begins to happen, you know, people right now, by the way, for those that aren't paying attention, I want to get them in the know. People across the boards are right now saying they're getting uncomfortable with the way Trump is acting. They're saying that he's acting in a dictatorship, in some sort of a fashion as to how a dictatorship would actually act. And he's also talking about a third term, which is unconstitutional. And he wasn't kidding about it. And this is why people are starting to awaken to what Donald Trump is really doing there. And who he's working for, because we can clearly see it's not America first, it's Israel first. And that's the problem that we're having in this country. Sal, are you listening to us from KHNC 1360?
No, I'm not. I'm using the listen line.
Oh, okay.
I will call in. I will listen to KHNC. I'm glad that they got everything back up, and I hope that you can have an appearance in Colorado for one of your events soon.
Thank you. I totally appreciate it. And yes, we appreciate those guys over there for keeping their word. We do appreciate it. And hopefully we're going to be over there doing some events soon enough. We're going to be in Florida next month doing a couple there. We got another one set up in Minnesota. At the end of the week, if we don't hear back from Washington, we're going to ixnay that and just open the door for another opportunity concerning another community. Folks, every 3 months, we've got the calendar filled with events across the country. And we have been doing this for a long time now. And this is how you reach the people. You go to the people, you go outside of the camp, and you bear the reproach of Christ, and you preach, because there's a lot of discontented people right now that are sick and tired of what the mainstream media and their radio affiliations are picking and choosing as far as their show hosts go. They're sick and tired of the same old Fox narrative, friends. They're tired of the same old dinosaurs telling them the same old things that got them into the position that they're in today. Do you not get it? Yeah, that's probably why you're listening to us, right? I hope so. Okay, so let's just kind of tip into this right now. I want to show you this because I showed you a couple things that were pertinent to the conversation that we're going to have here. But I want you to see this because somebody just posted this morning, and it's like the Muslims, it's like the Sodomites, it's like any other gang of people. Though they're small in number, that want to try to make themselves a lot bigger than what they are, they want to magnify the victim position when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the sword. Now, I want you to see this because this is what somebody posted, and this is why they're losing the narrative in a big, big way. Okay. But by the way, the crowds are swelling concerning the narrative that Trump's trying to set as modern day Jacob Rothschild and his modern Israel are trying to create. It's just another mob with a different masquerading face. That's all it is. And it is not the Israel of God. People are now doing their homework and understanding something's wrong. And we're noticing that a lot of money, as a matter of fact, I said it last week, and I want you to hear it carefully. Your national deficit, friends, for those that have not taken the time to notice, your national deficit is almost equivalent to the very number of monies that have been taken from your tax coffers and given over unto Jacob Rothschild's modern day Israel and the Balfour Declaration. It's all man made. And the Palestinians are falling to the crimes of what they call themselves as the said Jews. They're not the Jews, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean, done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
BBSradio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for the phone call, Sal. Totally appreciate you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe. Also, if you'd like to call in, 281-845-4704. Would love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to show you something here, friends, because this is what I was just highlighting. Same thing with the sodomites. They sit there and they play the victim. Look at all the kids that have been abused by the sodomites. By them playing the victim, what have they made a prey of, friends? Children. It's the wrong direction to go. Luke 17:2. But again, you were told 20 years ago that this is what this was going to be all about. And sure enough, that's exactly what it was about. Because you didn't want to pay attention to the fact that their slogan was sex before eight, before it was too late. That's the sodomite. That's the sodomites and the lesbians. That's their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. And gay pride parades. And then the American people, they sit back and they put their hands up in there. Whoa, I didn't know that. Oh, you knew that. You knew that. You just didn't want to do anything about it. It's the same thing the Muslims on the heels of the gays and the lesbians. They're sodomites, friends. Our laws condemn their crimes. God calls them abominations. Okay, Leviticus 18:22. Now, I'm saying that for the reason they always got to play the victim. What do the Muslims do when they came in? First, demoralize the people once they give a green light to men that want to be women and women that want to be men, right? What do? They demoralize the people. They give them power to attack the people that don't agree with them because your said representatives failed to uphold the law in condemning the crime that is felonious activity in every state of our union. That falls again back to the people for tolerating corruption and a bunch of effeminate, impotent individuals in the halls of government. That's a reflection of the people. What do the Muslims do? They come in, they ask for help, they're afforded asylum, they're not here to assimilate to our ways of life, they're here to attack the system. They get here, they attack the system, the mainstream media that is propping up and defending the establishment, accomplices to the crime, what do? They put them in the victim position and then they make you a hater when it comes to the Muslims. Or you're homophobic when it comes to the gays, right? Oh, you know what? Baloney. I'm for the law. And our laws condemn all that. And for the Muslims coming into America meaning to conquer, just go ahead and ask them. They'll tell you. That is the history of who these people are. That is the history of these people, of who these people are. It's called treason. And notice who's alluring them in, the treasonous individuals in the halls of government. So when it comes to what's going on with Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, the evangelicals call him here in America, because they don't know the word of God, nor do they have the spirit of God, and they're just going along out of fear that they dare not stand up against the mainstream media in their corrupt narrative, Micah 6:16. Micah 6:16, read it when you get a moment. This is nothing new. It's the same thing they're doing with the said Jews. You better not speak out against the Jews. As of again, friends, the whole body is somehow other or another. They're upright and they're all righteous people, and you better not speak out against them. Because if you do, then that's anti-Semitism. Wait a second. Look what I have up here. Zionism is what this is. They're not Jews. This is the synagogue of Satan, as I've said 15 times on this show. And what's happening is the younger people in this country have enough common sense to stand up against what Donald Trump is trying to push right now. It is not that they're Jews. It is not that they're chosen of God. Folks, if you don't believe me, here, let me show you something really quick. I think you need to see this. Because your buddy, if you're not paying attention yet, you ought to pay attention. But the good guy in office right now, this guy they call Benjamin Netanyahu, it's interesting how his people are just going after him for his war crimes against an innocent people. Isn't that crazy how that works? Isn't that crazy how that works? And I'm looking for the piece right now. Here it is right here. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. You tell me how accepted he is in his own country and why he was impeached during the pandemic when 75% of the people in that country, of the Palestinians, that they're making Israel now, modern day Israel, which is not the Israel of God, as I've said. It's interesting how they're standing up against this warmonger who's being tried for genocide, and yet the American church is praising this man. Incredible. Well, let's just go over there into modern day Israel, and let's go ahead and look at the madman, because that's what he is, and he's a warmonger. And I want you to see what it is the members in his Congress, his representatives, how they're responding to his bid for war and genocide. Check this out. Wow, they love him, folks. Wow. Hey guys, did you hear that in the news today? Absolutely not. You know what you heard in the news today? The narrative from the useful idiots and the lying mainstream media that 94% of you don't believe. That media right now is attacking anybody that's trying to defend innocent people in that country. And again, the American evangelicals are praising this guy. But look what's going on inside of the chambers there, folks. They're shouting him down. He wants to use the $7.4 billion that Donnie just stole from you to give to them again. He wants to use that in arms just sent to Israel to further destroy Gaza. This is what the young people are up in arms about, friends. And if you knew the law of God, you'd make distinction between what God approves of and what he doesn't approve of. And that applies to every person individually and corporately on this planet. To suggest that you don't talk out against these people when he's a war criminal. Hey, folks, if it wasn't true, then why do they have to appoint one of his administrators to oversee Facebook to make sure you don't talk out against them? And you don't tell the truth about what's going on with the Palestinians. Anybody want to tell me how this works? It works for them when the people in this country do nothing in the face of what's going on. How many times, again, I ask you, how many times have you been lied to and you still sit there and you believe the same liars telling you a new lie day after day, week after week, month after month? Shame on you. Let's go back there and see what his people have to say about what the evangelicals in America are approving of. Shameful. Shameful. They're saying he only wants war. He wants war. He only wants war. So another representative stands up, starts shouting him down. They're saying he wants war. Hey, folks, his representatives are saying he only wants war. He only wants war. This is the guy that said back in the 80s, this Netanyahu, this Milakowski, that said they're not worried about America. We've already got them under control. Is it true? Oh, you better know it's true. Absolutely. You know that guy named Marco Rubio that's been sold to you as an American fighter, a freedom fighter, like the rest of this current administration that's selling you out? He's calling for war too. Isn't it interesting that those that call for the war never fight in the war? I say this, if they want war, and I mean what I say, if they want war, then let's take them and put a uniform on them and let them go fight the wars that they're fighting at the expense of the blood of the innocent boys and girls throughout the world to only take more land to establish a global order. And you know what I said was absolutely true. We have over 737 military bases worldwide. I can't find that in the U.S. Constitution, folks. Did you know that? 162 countries, and they got about what? I think they're shy of 17 countries. And why do you think they keep attacking certain countries, friends? Why do you think they keep putting in your mind and casting into your mind that these guys are devils and we got to deal with them, only to find out, just like after Iraq, that they were put up by Rumsfeld and the CIA until they didn't need them anymore, and the Halliburton, Rumsfeld, and the Bush regime that you've been warned about for almost 100 years in this country make $34.5 billion off of the war, only to find no weapons of mass destruction out of the mouth of Mr. George W. Bush. And Americans still don't want to repent. Still don't want to repent, even at the expense of their kids' blood. I'm going to show you this, but I want you to remember what Mr. Kissinger said, the man that's now in hell who claimed to be what he's not. Clearly, read John 8:44. Clearly not. He's exactly where he deserves to be right now, friends. That's the guy that sits next to every president, including Donald Trump, until he took his last breath and he faced off with the Lord on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27, just like the rest of us. He was the one that said, our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. Send the bankers. Send the politicians. Send the warmongers, friends. Send them. They can't dominate or conquer other countries, if you say to your kids and educate your kids, yes, when it's a righteous war, we will stand behind those that call for the war and they're willing to go to themselves. But if not, nope, it's another unrighteous, unconstitutional war and they need to fight it. That's what needs to happen. And I mean it. I'm going to play this video for you on the other side, some audio for you. 281-845-4704. Have you had enough of the lies, Americans? You're paying for all of this. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsome crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way,
it's time to stand up for the innocent,
check
folks.
Check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them.
He's exactly
didn't
right.
Want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard, in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. You know, the fact of the matter is, I got to tell you what, folks, this gets my dander up big time. It really does. And instead of the mothers and fathers across the world receiving flags, and they're brokenhearted. And if you look at Amos 4, it talks just about this. This is another sign of the judgments of God upon a people that refuse to see it for what it is. But instead of the America, let's just talk about America for a moment. And I apply this across the boards. Instead of the people getting handed a flag by the military, that's, by the way, the heads of the military are protecting the administration. And if it's unconstitutional, don't sit there and tell me, Mr. Know-Nothing, that they're supposed to do that. No, if it's unconstitutional, they're supposed to refuse the order. It's their job to uphold the supremacy clause Article 6, Section 2. It's their job to execute the laws found within the Constitution, not found with that of a council outside of who we are as a people, directing us to do something in foreign to that Constitution or that which conflicts with the Constitution or wars against it. Instead of that, folks, how about we all take the politicians and we put them in a cage and we let them fight to the death? Because I guarantee you at that point, nobody's going to be crying. Nobody's going to be heartbroken. Everybody's going to be happy because now they delivered up the right people this time, along with the Jewish bankers and the other bankers that are creating these wars. And how many years I've heard of this? How many years I have heard of this? All these wars are created by bankers on both sides. And yet who profits from it? The bankers on both sides and the politicians and the military industrial complex. But yet I don't hear them talk out against them. I don't hear them calling out for justice and for impeachment and prosecution. I don't see them using any common sense. They're more willing to just go along and give the blood of their children and the sacrifice of their children rather than to stand up to the corrupt that are creating the wars. I do a whole video on this. Right across the Potomac River, what is it? All of our boys at Arlington Cemetery. They're fighting for what? Across the river, the corrupt politicians that are creating the wars, that are profiting from the wars. Just ask Halliburton. Just ask Cheney. I mean, you can even go back to McNamara, friends. They're not creating these wars, friends. They're trying to, just because they have nothing better to do. What they're doing is because they know that the people are not going to hold them accountable. They keep pushing the border. And the same lying media that you don't believe in is the one that's constantly casting something into your mind about another dictator that needs to be taken down. But the truth of the matter is they're standing up against a global order. They know it, but the people in this country don't. Well, a majority of you do. But what do you do about it? You know, it was Ben Franklin, and who would knew better than our forefathers, that said, don't let the government tell you who your enemy is. Because at the end of the day, you're going to find out more than not that it's them. And you know it's true. You know it's, hey, folks, I'm a law abider. I love the law. I love the Constitution. I hate the corrupt. I hate what's going on in this country right now. And praise God, again, his mercy upon the young to awaken the older generation to throw off what the older generation was just going to throw back on them again. And they said, nope, we're not doing this. We know they're lying. And folks, they've been caught in their game. That's exactly what's going on. Their narrative is lost, as I showed you earlier. Now what they're doing is they're setting people up on major platforms to censor people that are trying to tell you what the young people are telling them in the streets. Oh, and by the way, you know, it's interesting. The more they arrest the young people in the colleges, their crowds are swelling to a greater degree. You say to yourself, oh, that's terrible. No, it's not. It's fantastic because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to stand in the face. Hey, learn from the young people, older people. They're not sitting around waiting for their history or their present state to be completely wiped off the map. They're not stupid enough to go along with the pro wrestler they have in the People's White House right now. Nope, they're not going along with it at all. They know a con when they see him. One thing I know after doing thousands of events across the country in high schools and in colleges is this. They're not stupid. And I'm talking about discernment-wise. They may be being dummied down and indoctrinated, but they know in their hearts they better do something because if they don't, they're not going to have a future and a hope. Let that be my legacy. I always stood up for our posterity. And those in my age group and those that are above me in that age group that were willing to fight for them, let that be our legacy that we did something. We didn't sit around and just talk about what was wrong. Let me go over to this corrupt individual named Marco Rubio. Folks, they're finding out right now, America's mayor, Giuliani, the information that's coming out right now is incredible, and none of it surprises me. None of it surprises me. He's a foreign agent. Well, what do you think all these Zionists that are swearing allegiance to AIPAC, who do you think they are, friends? They're supposed to register as a foreign agency. That's what John F. Kennedy said. And isn't it interesting? The Mossad, by the way, was completely stricken and redacted from all of the papers that were released concerning his assassination. Isn't that interesting? All redacted, markers over any mention of the Mossad or modern day Israel. And again, nobody wants to listen to that because they just want to, they don't want to stir things up. I mean, after all, there's nothing we can do about it. Well, the young people don't believe that. Nope, not at all. They don't have a problem standing up and fighting what they got to fight for. They understand 1 Timothy 6:12 more than a majority, hands down, of those professors in the Christian church. They're shameful. And I'm talking about those hypocrites in the body of Christ who weigh heavy and they do nothing. They're the tares. They're the goats. And there's going to be a day coming where they're going to be completely spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. And I'll tell you what, that will be a day of rejoicing for the righteous. It will be a day of rejoicing, okay? Because they refused the mercy of God. And I'm looking for this. I'm looking for a post right now of Mr. Marco Rubio, who's trying to sell himself as Mr. Suave, to show you how much money he's taken from AIPAC as well. He's a sellout, friends. Thomas Massey's trying to tell you that. Why do you think Donald Trump is trying to put that slithering snake of a politician, Lindsey Graham, into his place? Really, people, that's how you make America great again, is it? Wow. Wow. Everybody complains about him for 4 years, and then Donald Trump gets into office and he says his name, and then all of a sudden they just blindly get right behind and they follow in close pursuit what Lindsey Graham wants to do. Guess what Lindsey Graham is, friends? He's another warmonger. And you know what's interesting about a lot of these warmongers, just for the record, in case you didn't know? A lot of them are draft dodgers. Did you know that? They're draft dodgers. Again, they want your kids to go to war, but they don't want to do it for themselves. No, because it's not a worthy war. And they know exactly what that war is about. And they could care less about you and your kids. I mean, after all, this is the same government that's called for the murder of 80 million babies in your country. That is not American government, people. That is foreign to American government because God hates it, period. I can't find it right now. You can go online. It's easily accessible. You can find out that Marco Rubio is a complete sellout. He should register as a foreign agent, but he's not because the American people are still listening to the media that lies to them. And I guess apparently they know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. And that's probably why you're still listening to him. Okay, but with that said, I want to go ahead and play this video. Here's another young man that got involved in what was going on, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he says, because hey, folks, riot is the voice of the unheard. We want to make sure you get to hear what the mainstream media doesn't want you to hear.
A warmonger and a diplomat, Marco has taken, he's taken over $1 million from the Israel lobby. He is paying them back with the blood of Gaza. This is unbelievable. This man is a warmonger. He wants the U.S. fighting in China, in Iran, in Russia. He wants a fighting in Gaza. He's going to cost the lives of millions of people around the world, not to mention young men and women, servicemen.
So what do you have? You have a bunch of kids trying to warn you of what he means to do. And the reason these young people in many cases are standing up is because if they somehow or another convince the American people, which should probably be pretty simple, especially with where they're at right now. I say that as out of a heart of love and disgust and frustration at the same time. But they have to stand up in case they call for another unconstitutional draft to make sure that when it's time for war that they'll go. That's why they're speaking out right now. They want people to understand what they mean to do. They're warmongers. They're warmongers. For those that didn't know, and I'm going to probably go a little long today, but did you guys know that during the 1960s, during the Vietnam War, did you know that during the lottery where they were just taking names of the younger people that they were actually drafting unconstitutionally, when the names of their or the numbers of their children came up, I'm going to keep going on here. Hey guys, on national radio, if you want to jump on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to go on for about another 10 or 15 minutes here. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm on the top left. We're live right now. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya. What I wanted to tell you, friends, is this, is that what's happening is these are the guys that are trying to warn people what's going on. And then I got over to the Vietnam lottery. Do you know that? And I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to say this as slow as I can because I want this to I want this to get in. I want it to sink in. Did you know that during the lottery during Vietnam, did you know that the said representatives, my cousin was killed there. We got blood. We got sacrifice in this game politicians are playing. My cousin Charles was killed over in Vietnam for absolutely no reason whatsoever. Outside of the fact that the military-industrial complex and corruption in government during that time, by the way, after John F. Kennedy's assassination, 2 days later, Johnson reversed the order. They made over $2 trillion off of that war. What was it about? As a matter of fact, not only did RFK, but also MLK, they were trying to warn you about what this was all about. And the media tried to make them the bad guys for telling you the truth of the matter. They wanted to make MLK Jr. the bad guy and RFK when in fact they were proven to be your best friends. All that money was going to fuel an unconstitutional war. And what was interesting about it, they were demonizing over here anybody that spoke out against it. Okay, now what I want you to know is during the Vietnam War when the lottery was going on, this is what you need to hear. The said politicians during that particular time, if the number of their children came up, what happened is they started noticing more and more and more of that, the said representatives. So what they did is they closed the war gap. They shut down the war after that because now they understood that it was the chickens were coming home to roost. They were understanding that they were now going to reap what they were sowing, and now it's going to fall to their front door and it's going to fall to their children to have to fight this war that they know is unconstitutional as well. So they stopped the war. Folks, if I have to be the only guy out there doing this, I will. I know I'm not, but I will. I am tired of the lies. I am tired of the revolters and the rebellious in the church that have no idea whatsoever as to what they're doing on this earth. They have not a clue. The said representatives know about as much of the Constitution as the professors in the pews in the church called the congregants know of the Word of God. They don't know it. I want to tell you what you're hearing right now is where you find hope. If you respond to it. You know, all of this, I was thinking about it on the way over here today. And if you want to call in, I'll take one more call, 281-845-4704. If you have any comments, 281-845-4704. I was thinking on the way over here, isn't it interesting that even let's just take some sort of domestic insurrection that we know was all contrived by corrupt politicians in the mainstream media again. Let's just go to January 6th for a moment. We know it was contrived. We know that they were allured. We know that they were led. We know that they were accused of the crimes. They found out, more's coming out on that as well, friends. Over 300 FBI agencies were there that day. What were they doing? They were creating the domestic insurrection and aiding anybody else that would go along with them or followed them, either way. And what did they do? All that information out, the politicians are the ones that started it on both sides. Again, both sides are guilty of that because they work together, right? They're tag teaming you. Isn't it interesting with what happened on January 6th, over 1,500 Americans were thrown into jail for exercising their First Amendment right. I'm not advocating any violence in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, listen to me carefully. I hate violence. I hate it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I see a turtle on the road. He's upside down. I'll stop and turn him over. Why? Because I know what he feels like. Or a bird with a broken wing. I'll stop. And I'll do my best to either preserve or to take him out so he doesn't suffer. I hate violence. I am tired of what's going on here. And when I'm talking about January 6th right now, isn't it interesting? The mainstream media got everybody's attention off of those that created the whole scenario in the first place. When the whole country knew that the government, the representatives, and the mainstream media working hand in glove were the ones that contrived it in the first place. all eyes off the guilty, onto the innocent. And what was the message they sent, friends? If you dare speak out against us, you're going to jail. How about 345 million people stand up and send the same message to the corrupt? I don't know if you're aware of this, but a lot of those people that were in prison wrongfully, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you're going to be aware of it in about 5 seconds here. Do you know that those that were in jail now are turning around and going after the corrupt politicians and the media? Did you hear about that in the mainstream media? Nope, because it's their job to defend the establishment. It's their job to play out the accomplice of those that are committing crimes against the people. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? I notice nobody's picking up the phone. Go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Yes, this is Bob in Texas.
Hey, Bob.
I wanted to mention the tells that we're not keying in on. And, you know, for the Israel thing, there's no way in Hades that Israelis would be killed and the police department doesn't show up and none of their, you know, people that are trained with arms are responding.
I seen that. You know,
that was all a setup.
Yep.
And then, you know, on J6, Paul Gosar was up there at the mic. He was getting ready to send the electoral votes back to the Arizona House, and it had to start early before, you know, Trump was finished. And, you know, and then, you know, 9/11, you know, the collapse of Building 7, you know, that's, you know, that just never happens. And there's just so many things that...
Are you talking about Building 7, Bob?
Well, that's a tell that, you know, it wasn't the terrorist.
Yeah.
It was a planned...
Demolition,
and
yeah.
And then the other thing you mentioned today, all these rich guys that are up there carping about the problems and who did this and do that, they're in it for the clicks and the money. And they're just like Pelosi and McConnell and Schumer. And, you know, so anybody that's rich is part of the Department of Defense and, you know, the mRNA vaccines and all that crap. So I would like you to get Brian Harrison on from, he's a Texas rep. He's like the Lone Ranger. He's the best I've seen. No, really.
Get him on the show, Bob. I have very little stomach for having guests, but if they're in this fight with us, hey, man, I'm all ears. Let's do it. Have him give me a call. We'll set something up and we'll make it happen.
I feel for him like I feel for you. So you guys are in the same shoe.
Amen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, thank you, Bob. I'll give you one more time. 281-845-4704. I need to play these for you because I want you to hear the truth of the matter as to what's going on. Because everything that I'm seeing on social media platforms like mine that still have the opportunity in the window to get this information out that they're trying to suppress and censor illegally, read the First Amendment. They're trying to tell you what you're being told by the mainstream media, the opposite is absolutely true. And I also want you to be aware of the fact that, folks, this isn't new. This has been going on for a long, long time. And it's going to happen again and again and again until they have completely conquered you. They've already consolidated how much power against you. But they haven't consolidated enough power against you where the people still cannot deal with them. And I want to tell you why. And I want to tell you how you know the difference and how it is when you see the earmarks of what's going on here right now. That's why they're trying to get the favor in public opinion. Do you guys know, here, as a matter of fact, I want you to hear this. And I just praise God, all of this information is coming back to me when I need it. And I'm thinking of Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, what he said was true. The devil tells the truth too, friends, if that's how you see him. But remember, Abraham Lincoln said a long time ago, and I got the quote pulled up right now, but what he had said, if you want to win over government, he said our government rests in public opinion, not law. See, when the people obey the Lord, they can only go as far as the people approve. And what Abraham Lincoln here is saying is our government rests in public opinion. This is what he said next. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so. It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. That's why they keep, that's why every said president since Reagan is continuously, not that Reagan was any better, because he wasn't. Matter of fact, the plandemic that you just lived out over the last 4 years, he gave the, somehow, it's not constitutional, but he gave the pharmaceutical companies to attack without impunity. He was the one that did that. And I'm amazed by conservatives who, oh, he was a great man. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was another player, another actor, by the way. Literally, he was another actor, just like the one you got in the People's White House right now, using the same exact slogans as Reagan. Been to his museum in California, Simi Valley. It's the exact same things that Trump pulled. Folks, the devil has nothing new. He's got to keep doing it. He's got to dummy down a generation and then make an appeal that has been made, three generations before them or three decades before them, however you want to see that. They need dumb people to believe their lies. Okay, but here, let me go back and I want to show you this video, this audio, and then as soon as I'm done with this, I want to play one more short video. But this is in proving the point how this is not new. I want you to listen from what took place in 1982. This is the same time that Benjamin Netanyahu, Mylakowski, who is not a Jew, he's Polish, he has no Jewish DNA blood in him in any sense of the word. Remember when he said we have control over the Congress there? We're not worried about the American government. We have them, in other words. Listen carefully. What was going on simultaneously as to what the journalist, when we had journalists, in part back then saying, in contrast to what the said, as they love to be called, elites or world leaders were calling for. Listen to what they said in contrast.
World is going on. Israel's security problem on its border is 50 miles to the south. What's an Israeli army doing here in Beirut?
Listen carefully.
The answer is that we are now dealing with an imperial Israel, which is solving its problems in someone else's country. World opinion be damned. What in the world is going on?
Did you hear that? And it was all premised on opinion, wasn't it? He's asking, why is the Israeli government over in Beirut? Well, the same question that we have to ask concerning Phil Turney, who was on the USS Liberty, when Johnson gave the order to modern-day Israel, the Israel of today, which is much worse, said Phil, that attacked that ship. Johnson said he wanted to make sure none of our boys survived. That was there to incite World War III back in 1968. We've had him on the show. Tim's had him on the show several times. And you know what? You know what Ben Shapiro said? It's not the way it happened. You know what these clowns that are all lined up, these new up-and-coming little sellouts, the little Judases, you know what they're all doing? Oh, it's not how it happened. Were you there? That's another point I need to make, friends. How is it that you believe journalists, and I am a prime case in point. If you do a Google search on me on my wiki page, I'm here to tell you that I receive very, very few phone calls before they attacked me. Why? Because you don't realize the narrative is already set. How is it that they have credibility when they weren't even there? Hence, that's why we do it the way that the Lord commands us to do it. So when they attack us, what we do is we go back to the people that attacked us. And every given scenario, if a said useful idiot, you know them as journalists, that's how they're sold to you. And any time they spoke lies about me, we got on the phone, we asked them, just like MSNBC, we asked them to have the opportunity to answer for ourselves, because what you just did was completely lie about what we said. And you already know this. You know how many return phone calls I got? New York Times was a part of that. CNN was a part of that. You know how many of them called me back? MSNBC was a part of that. You know how many called me back? None. How is it that they have more credibility driving a lying narrative than the people that were actually there? And what's worse is the people believe it. And they say they don't, but they really do. Now let me go back and I'm going to end with this. One of the things that the media is doing, again, they bent, hey, folks, remember how, and you all know what I'm talking about now. This is the warning that you didn't want to listen to 15 years ago. When the whole sodomite agenda came out, everything was going fine until George W. Bush started to push the agenda, and it was him doing it. The Christian president, right? Just like the one that you have today. The gayest president in American history, Donald Trump tweeted about himself. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Call in, tell everybody how much of a liar I am. Okay? You can't do that. But I told you exactly what was going to happen. They're zeroing in on your kids. How did they sell themselves? How did the media sell the homosexuals and the lesbians to you as the victims? Were they the victims now seeing the fruit on the branches of their abominable tree? Were they the victims, or were they the ones attacking little children? You all know the answer. The Muslims coming into this country, your said treasonous individuals, governors namely, that have lured them in from the Middle East, lured them into this country and protected them every step of the way concerning their crimes against we the people in this country. I told the people that they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. Even when I gave them the quotes from CARE, even when I gave them quotes from this little terrorist, Ilhan Omar, and the other one from Michigan, and the other, 88 that are now in office that mean to overthrow who we are as a people. Remember, I told you that they weren't here to assimilate, but they're here to conquer. Anybody catching on to what's going on all over the country now, friends? Anybody paying attention to how they're colonizing right now? Anybody paying attention to what's going on in other countries now where the people are going to the streets en masse and demanding their said representatives remove these criminals from their streets and from their country? They're not asking anymore, but they didn't listen until they started to notice that the illegals that were being allured into their country have now outnumbered the native population. Americans, don't make the mistake that they made, and I'm telling you, you're tipping into it right now. Over the last 4 years, your borders, even since September 11th, your borders have been wide open. And who attacked you more than your said representatives? Nobody. Nobody. That defines as treason, people. That's treason. Punishable by death. 8 U.S. Code 1324, that's federal law. Also read Article 3, Section 3. Okay, now I just said that about the sodomites and the lesbians, and now we got, because we didn't want to listen to that, now we got men dressing as women, and then they go into the libraries, and then the media wants you to think that everybody's going along with it, when in fact they shut down anybody that opposes it or protests them. And instead of the said representatives enforcing the law against those men dressed as women, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, they're allowing them to be sicked loose on their kids. And they sit back and they do nothing. We wouldn't have any issues with men preying on boys. We wouldn't have an issue with men dressed as women trying to indoctrinate kids if your government would do its job. But it's not. And you're the government. And you're the government. That's how much the people in this country love the Lord. They disobey him at every given opportunity. They love the Lord so much. But when it's time for him to act, they're MIA, cowards, to say the least. What do? Folks, the media browbeated anybody that didn't go along with the narrative with the homosexuals, the lesbians, men dressed as women, preying on children, every one of them. That is a oh my goodness. Folks, there's a line in the sand there, Luke 17, 2. What are they doing with those that speak out against those that call themselves Jews but are not? Like the ones that are trying to play out, you better not talk about us in a negative light. You better not, you dare not speak out against God's chosen. Let me just say it one more time. That is not God's chosen. That is not the Israel of God. I am a part of the body of the Israel of God. And if you're a Christian and you're a real one, so are you. Just because they call the, hey, folks, there's a lot of people in prison right now, a lot of people that went to death row that stand there and say that they're innocent men while they have blood running all over their hands. And yet the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 that Satan himself transforms his ministers as angels of light. And then he says you're supposed to judge them according to what they do, not what they say. That's what's missing from all of this conversation, this narrative. What do? They want to browbeat you. Listen to me and look at me when I'm saying this, because I know I'm being tracked. I know I'm being watched. Listen carefully. You're not going to silence me. I'm not going to give way to the devil, your father, who has no truth in him. You're on the wrong side of the fence. And what you don't understand, and if you look at history, even for the smallest iota, just look behind you. Notice the people, bad guys, that did the biddings of the bad guys on the top. Notice what happens when they don't need you anymore. I don't believe you're that stupid, but you're stupid enough to make war against God and against his children. I'm here to tell you, you're going to reap what you sow. And it's forever. It's not part-time. It is forever. I also want to say this to those that are out there and you're suppressing my information and you're censoring our information. You do it to your own demise. Because like I just said, when they don't need you anymore, because you say you just sit back and say you're doing your job. No, you are not. You're a traitor, just like Judas was. You're a traitor to yourself. You're a traitor to your family. You're a traitor first and foremost to your God and your country. I'm here to tell you, you better pay attention to what happens when they don't need you anymore, because your time's coming. Oh, and so is theirs. Every single person on this planet, I just want to say this, 10 out of 10 are going to die. 10 out of 10 are going to die. You're all going to answer for what you do and what you don't do. But I want to go back to what I just said at the very end here. I'm not going to be intimidated by you. Until the Lord gives permission to say you're done, it's not going to happen. You're a fool for your pains. Until that time, I'm going to keep speaking out, because first and foremost, you know what you're doing is wrong. You've seared your conscience, and I'm here as a faithful ambassador on the behalf of Christ in hopes that you'll be convicted by the Holy Ghost to understand what I'm telling you. And I want to say this, if you didn't know the truth just to prove my point, then why do you lie? If you didn't know the truth, then why do you lie? You lie because you know the truth. You need to repent. You truly do. I'm going to end it with this video right here, friends. What does anti-Semitism really mean? I got to say this, and just a thought. I would love nothing more than an open forum with all of the folks, give me the world. An open forum, and just go back to the common sensity of what's going on to fix the record. And the way that you fix the record, because it's already there, we already have the Word of God and we already have the Constitution. We need a reformation, and that is going to happen by the people, not by the corrupt. It's going to be by the good people that hold the corrupt accountable. Don't complain about what you tolerate, Psalm 12:8. I want to play this for you because, again, here comes another younger person coming forward and explaining to you what I've said to you 15 times over. Check this out.
Someone hates me because I am white. There's no word I can conjure that can be used to mobilize the whole legal and cultural system to defend me. Using the word anti-Semitism is a trick, a wolf in sheep's clothing. Jewish people are not victims. But this word they've created is now turning against them. They are creating the very thing they fear through their own actions. It always comes down to your actions. Exist.
Okay, so you guys got that, right? So she's saying now it's going, they're falling upon their own sword is what she's saying, just like King David prayed. She's saying now it's working against them because they see what the said representatives in their capacity are doing again. They're the ones responsible for creating domestic insurrection, friends. And if we don't hold them accountable for their crimes, they're going to continuously do this. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.